Earlier this year, reports surfaced of persons using what is alleged to be formaldehyde, also known as formalin, as a drug. Many people are familiar with the use of formaldehyde in morgues for the preservation of dead bodies, but it is a widely used chemical in multiple industries. Environmental Health Officer at the University of Technology, UTEC, Andrea Hardware, says in chemical industries, formaldehyde may be used in the making of cleaning agents as it is both a germicide and a fungicide.
So that's the first thing we need to establish. It might not even be the morgues that they source it from. So we need to look that it's used as an ingredient in a number of things that we use every day. So it could be, somebody could be working at a factory that makes soap and in a lab.
The history of formaldehyde in drug use can be traced back to the 1990s among young people in the United States who are mixing it with cigarettes and marijuana. The Fry study conducted by William Elmwood revealed that formaldehyde was also being mixed with the drug phencyclidine, or PCP for short. Phencyclidine was developed as an anesthetic, but due to its toxicity, it is no longer recommended for use on people. When used as a drug, it is not only addictive, but it is known to cause numbness, feelings of detachment, distance, and hallucinations. The street names tagged to the mixture of PCP and formaldehyde include hog and embalming fluid. Poison Information Coordinator at the Caribbean Poison Information Center, CARPIN, Sharika Whitelock Balancing, provides further details on the results of the Fry study.
And they have a deviant type of behavior. However, when the researchers were asking them questions to see, do you know the active ingredients in the substance that you're abusing, they did not know. However, numerous urine tests showed that PCP was actually in their urine.
Associate Professor of Pharmacy at the University of Technology, UTEC, Dr. Eugenie Brown-Myrie, says it's important to differentiate between adulterated embalming fluid and pure formaldehyde.
In our Jamaican context, we only know embalming fluid as being this formaldehyde mixture, but embalming fluid has been around as a street name of the drug PCP, which is now dissolved in the embalming fluid.
The symptoms of embalming fluid, that is, formaldehyde mixed with PCP versus pure formaldehyde, are different. When a person is exposed to pure formaldehyde, it causes a burning sensation in the eyes, nose, and throat, coughing, wheezing, nausea, and skin irritation. The mixture of PCP and formaldehyde has been found to cause hallucinations, frightening out-of-body experiences, paranoia, aggressive and violent seizures, extreme anxiety, and impaired motor coordination. Mrs. Whitelock Balancing says the full details of the mixture, which appeared to be causing adulterated embalming fluid-induced behavior in a recently circulated video, are unknown. She also says there is research needed to be done on the island on the mixture being abused and the possible long-term effects on the body.
Everybody say that it's embalming fluid. Mm-hmm. We just take it for granted that it's embalming fluid. But is it literally embalming fluid, or is it embalming fluid plus the PCP, plus the spliff or the ganja or the cigarette? Mm-hmm. Or is it PCP plus the cigarette with the solution of formalin only? What is it really?
Prolonged exposure to the adulterated formaldehyde mixture can have multiple implications for crime and the health system. Multiple users and witness accounts confirm that the drug is normally used before a violent act, such as murder, is committed, as it creates a feeling of detachment. With the mixture being toxic to the body, the possibility of organ failure, severe mental and behavioral problems, and the development of cancer are imminent. The use of embalming fluid as a drug, just like any other drug, is creating an increased burden on the healthcare system, negatively impacting productivity through the perpetuation of crime, and negatively affects families. If you or someone you know needs help with drug addiction, call the National Council on Drug Abuse at 926-9002 or Rise Life Management Services at 1-888-991-4146.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.